I love the fact that we're grown men and we still pick up our models sometimes and go, pew, 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 pew.
We do pick up our models and go, pew, pew. If you have never imagined one of your minis actually firing its weapon or throwing its axe or swooping its sword, do you even 40k?
Look, I have zoomed around the house a few times with some Eldar planes in my hand, making both TIE fighter and X-Wing noises, and it's been glorious. I do love the fact that we're both hobbying on Eldar at the exact same time. I'm technically not painting, I'm starting to add all the flowers to my bases, because that's what makes them pop, is these beautiful little pink and red flowers on the bottom of my bases.
So you know who's using these? Leon Edwards, who you're actually doing a bit of coaching for in the on a sidebar chat. He's running his Eldari on Sunday.
Yeah, I've used the word coaching very, very liberally there.
Well, if you want some perspective, I've known Leon for 20 plus years, and I lived in this small seaside town called Marion Bay, and actually boarded with his parents-in-law, not knowing who he was at the time. Anyway, we're sitting around their house one day, just having beers, as he would come down from Adelaide and visit, and we started talking about how we played 40k. Anyway, I moved to Adelaide, didn't see him for like 19 years. All of a sudden, we're both in this neophyte event, and I see the name Leon Edwards. I'm like, oh, is he still playing? Reached out to him. He probably stopped when I did, and got back into it when I did. So we've gone through Neophyte together. Now we're both Acolytes. He's played Salamanders and Drukhari. He played Drukhari at Uprising, but he's had all this Elder stuff, and he really wants to give it a go. Now, I had a game with him last week against my Knights. He tabled me, let's call it top of turn three. And it was
well done.
Good game. Not only that, he lives about five streets away from me, and we're going to carpool down to the RTT on Sunday, but... he's going to be playing with these Wraithguard, and they don't need to be battle-ready, because we're doing a non-battle-ready RTT, but I thought I'd make them battle-ready just for his experience, because he'll roll better dice with them.
Oh, look, I've found that painted models always roll better dice, but the irony that we're both mucking around with Eldar at the exact same time as Tenth has dropped and Eldar is good is not lost on me.
You're not chasing the meta, though. The meta came to you.
Look, I've never been chased. I define my own meta, and they get told why I'm wrong, which is great.
Correct. So people who say, oh, you jumped on the Eldari bandwagon. Mate, I drive the bus.
Mate, I've got models that are older than people that tell me that, so I go, maybe not.
I've got models that are older than the Eldar.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 7 of The Gathering Storm, a podcast by average gamers, for average gamers, and by somewhat subpar average podcasters.
I'm average!
It's great to be back. We've missed you. Life has definitely gotten in the way a little bit for us recently, and it has been too long between episodes, and unfortunately, the technological curse continues to strike me, but I have every faith in myself to not stuff it up this time. But welcome, Ben. How have you been, mate?
Wunderbar. Forgets. I've been wonderful, and you?
Oh, and me? Look, life's been pretty hectic. I've just gone back to work. I know poor teachers going back to work after their holidays. Yeah, look, it's tough. It's a tough life, but look, someone's got to inspire the youth of the generations coming to do something, so I'll take on that mantle. But
now, yeah, everyone, turn to page 47 of your codex.
Oh, see, you say that, but for a shining 12 months, we used to do like a passion lesson, and one lesson a week we could teach something we were passionate about. And you better believe that I had a Warhammer class that I taught for 1 year. And you should have seen the amount I claimed on tax.
Fucking nerd.
Oh, it was glorious. It was glorious. But no, that's been me coming back into the work life and getting used to having responsibilities again that aren't just family. What have you been up to, mate? What's news in your Warhammer world?
Using my Warhammer world, well, I've played probably four games a tenth, all with knights. I've got an RTT on Sunday. Hobby-wise, it's been pretty quiet. I have acquired my horde of secondhand Eldar from Phil Wessels. Shout out to the Dragon's Lair, one of our two sponsors. And yeah, slowly but surely emptying my 20 litres of isopropyl into a 10 litre bucket and soaking these spinners and prisms and all these things, and there is like an inch of
paint scum at the top.
at the bottom. I reckon someone used enamel paint and enamel spray pack to undercoat some of these models, because it's stripped them right down to this black enamel, really, really glossy enamel color that not even the isopropyl would dare would touch. Off. So, look, pretty active in the hobby. When there's downtime, that generally means a little bit more listening to podcasts. So last Friday, I was out on the town with customers and friends, hence we couldn't commit to that episode. But tonight my wife is out and I'm at home.
You're daddy man tonight, mate.
I'm dad to all three of my forebears, of nothing in particular. Sorry, not forebears, heirs.
Heirs. I was going to say spawn, but that sounded boring, so I stopped.
Spawn. They all wanted nicknames at the dinner table tonight, so I named my youngest son Left Nut.
I'm hoping there's a story there.
Yeah, so I lost my right one to testicular cancer, and I made him with my left nut.
Oh, damn.
Mate. So he is now known as Left Nut. So all you men out there, check your nuts for lumps. You're playing with them already. Just play a bit harder.
Play a bit harder. Have a bit more of a focus feel.
Yeah,
look, huge... huge thing to focus on, and look, we make a joke of it now, but obviously all your health guys, cancer, all that type of stuff, males, females, make sure you are looking after yourself. Unfortunately, I had the news in my family recently that not one but two family members are terminal with cancer, so it's been a pretty hectic couple of weeks, actually. And I've got a friend of mine, shout out to Greg Burgess up at the Sunny Coast, mate. Always thinking of you, always checking on you. He was diagnosed a little while ago with brain cancer and has been fighting that like an absolute legend. And I've got some stuff to send to you, mate. I just need to get that last canopy and get it down to you. But this is something that, you know, our health and well-being is really, really important, guys. We've spoken about mental health before, but physical health as well. Make sure you look after yourself. Make sure you get yourself checked. And if you're ever concerned, just go to a doctor. And with that, it looks like Ben has frozen. So I'm just going to continue and just talk a little bit about the new and improved state of play for us as new 10th edition players. Now, we had a team tournament up here in Queensland recently. It was pretty wild. There was many a Wraith Knight and D-Cannon to be seen. I actually lent a whole army to a mate. He went 4 wins and 1 draw with Eldar, and the vast majority of his games is pretty brutal. Look, I'm going to get Ben back on and make sure he's all good. But at the end of the day, guys, the nerf has happened, and we're here to talk about it a bit as burgeoning and experienced Eldar players. So, Ben, what do you think and feel about these new Eldar nerfs that have come through? And I guess nerfs to knights as well. As a knights player, you've got the towering tax, I guess we have to call it now. How are you feeling?
It is a bit of a towering tax. I dare say it. I get people's frustration with towering, and to be honest with you, if anything, it just makes your terrain selection and setup just that little bit more important. It just means you have to think about the game a little bit more tactically. I've had 4 games towering. Probably had a bit of an OP effect the first one. Second game I played against Chaos Knight, so it was kind of, I Moot. Tower you tower me, we just first turn whoever wins. Third game was into Eldar, let's not go there. And my last game was into Chaos Demons. And look, he had three big guys himself. He had Bellicor, he had Kalexi, he had Bloodthirster as well. So it was kind of, I can see you, you can see me. Just hide all your little shit, which he did. So, look, I can see some of those chaff armies, the frequency armies as I call them, the ones with lots of models, and you got to try and pack them all into deployment. Yeah, you're going to lose a few, but... I don't know. I don't want to say build a bridge. It could be worse. You could be playing against Eldar, who have towering with their Wraith Knights, who have Fate Dice, which have been nerfed back a little bit. Not into Oblivion. Once per phase.
Once per phase, you can use a Fate Dice, which stops the turn one dumping of Wraith Knights just absolutely nuking anything they can see, which as towering models was everything.
That was broken, and I'm sure even Eldar players can agree to that element of Eldar being broken.
Can I be honest with you, Ben?
Yes.
I can't agree with you, because I actually have not yet played with a Wraith Knight. I call it stupid honor, call it lack of opportunity, but when I saw just how silly they were, I thought to myself, I'm just not going to play one for a little bit. I'm just gonna play the cool stuff, and pulled out some stuff that hasn't seen the tabletop for a bit, and partially due to a request at the RTT by one Sam Lemon, who said, please, please don't play a Wraith Knight against me. I went, okay, Sam, I won't play a Wraith Knight against you. And then proceeded to play no D weaponry against him, and we had a great game.
What's your moral standpoint on this? If you know something's broken and you still run it, does that make you a bad person, or does that make
not at all? Not at all. Go back 10 years. I used to have my quite high moral high ground of I don't like running broken things, and then I decided I wanted to actually get really competitive, and I had some conversations with people, and they said, look, you know, it's great that you're like, oh, I don't want to run the broken stuff, but if you want to play competitive, you need to be playing the best stuff. And at a competitive tournament, if you're going to a tournament, competitive tournament, you would expect people to run competitive lists. So there's, in my mindset, if you're going to a tournament that's competitive, you run whatever the hell you want, because it's a competitive tournament, and that's what you should do. So for me, it was just more about like, I was just like, you know what, I didn't feel the need, and I was really excited by some of the Forge World stuff that had come out, some of the Forge World rules. It's not the first time I put a Scorpion or a Cobra on the table. I've taken them to events, and I absolutely love the big tanks. It's part of the reason why my craft world is painted in the Yimlok colours, because they are a huge Forge craft world, which sounds oxymoronic, but they love the big tanks and the big boys. So I was like, cool, I'm going to put some of these big tanks and big boys on the table, go back to my craft world roots, and just have an absolute blast. So the nerfs, look, Wraith Knight's gone at 475. Hurts. I'm not saying that they're not viable, because there's definitely a world where they are. I think that you just won't see anywhere near as many. I think the D cannon's going up to 105 points. Not the end of the world. Not the end of the world at all. But again, with Fate Dice being restricted, you're just not going to see as many. I think you're going to see a lot of less spamming. You're going to see things, you know, you're going to have that one unit that's going to guarantee to get that 60 wound to get some devastating wounds. And there's another way to get a second one. You'll see, I'm excited to see and use, you'll see a Spirit Seer quite often in a squad of Wraith Guard with D cannons, because for the unit, they can turn a hit, a wound, or a save into a six, which isn't a fake dice, but you could potentially proc two sixes to wound off the one unit of Wraith Guard, and then you've got 2d6 mortals, which is, you know, it's cool, but it's nowhere near the stage it was. So my big thing is, everyone was really upset with Eldar. Everyone had a big whinge.
Especially if you're from Germany.
Yeah, oh, and some American people who thought it wasn't fair that they should play in their GT. I go, they've had a bit of a touch. Is it enough? Look, they're still going to win. They've still got some fantastically solid data sheets. They're still a really, really good army. They've got some of the best rules. But will they dominate the way that they've dominated recently? I hope not. I hope not, because I'd much rather much, much less happen to them now and us just get a chance to explore the depth of the Eldar Codex. But in the immortal words of some guy on YouTube one time who was upset about the hate that Brittany was getting, leave Eldar alone. Leave Eldar alone.
What do you think about the TO nerfing of knights? You can only reroll 1/1 to hit and 1/1 to wound, as opposed to all ones, all the ones. Very binary, in my opinion.
Well, if it's very binary, I guess, and you look at AdMech have the knights, it kind of works. Nah. Look, I think anytime TOs step in to try and make the game better is something that's admirable. I think that it takes a lot of guts to stand up and go, this is what we're going to do. It's
testicular
tough.
Fortitude. Or ovarian fortitude.
Just big brass ones. Big brass ones I need a wheelbarrow to carry around in. But at the end of the day, I was listening to 40K Fireside recently, and they talked about how it's a way for us as a community to have a direct impact with Games Workshop and say, hey, look, we don't like this so much that we're actually going to change it for our tournament, so maybe you should do something for yours. So, look, I don't know enough about the knight interaction. I'm sure that, like most times when something gets nerfed, like knight players are going to be unhappy, and everyone who doesn't play that is going to be more happy. So,
okay, so it's Noble Lance, and it's basically the single knight discipline you've got now, and it's, you know, you choose your honor status, lay low the tyrants, and you reroll ones to hit, reroll ones to wound, and that's on an attack. Now, when you have a codex, you can sort of choose from different households, different factions. This is your only choice now with the index.
Yep.
Did it give me advantage? I actually forgot about the ones to wound my first three games. I remembered the ones to wound against Chaos Demons, and I tabled him end of turn three. Well, actually, no. I'll say top of turn five. Like his last models, Lachlan Clank, if you're listening. And I only won by 3 points. But okay. That's the peculiar thing about 10th edition, is I can't just choose no prisoners, bring it down, engage, blah, blah, blah. You know, when you're playing tactical and these secondaries are changing all the time. Sometimes to advantage, sometimes to not advantage. You're typing on your keyboard again, Michael, and people are going to message me.
No, I'm not. Look. Hands are in the air.
you were typing on your keyboard. Anyway, look, do I think the re-rolling the ones, it did make it a lot better for me.
Yeah.
And I'm going into Sam Young on Sunday, first game, who's running Yanari Harlequins.
Yanariquins, I think he called his list, which is kind of good.
Yeah, Yanariquins. And I was chatting to Adam Napier about it. He goes, just shoot him off the table. And I'm like, great. Should we talk about the Incarn? Do we want to talk about Broken?
Look, Broken's a big word to throw around. The Incarn's not that bad.
Okay,
a model that can break the movement rules in multiple phases isn't horrible at all, is it?
No, well, you see, when I played against the Eldar, I totally forgot about the Incarn's little jank. Oh, you die, I go to where you were. Oh, that happens to be right next to your Crusader. Oh, I have a 4-inch charge to make. And before I do that, I'm going to fire my torrent weapon, then I'm going to fight you in combat. And then I think I got, is it a -4 weapon from memory?
Yeah, -4.
-4. Oh, that goes straight through. Just roll for damage. Ah, you killed my Crusader. Now I have to kill you. Oh, what? You halve damage? So you're saying that with my Canis Rex that was trying to deal with some fire prisms further down the battlefield, all I have left is two armages to shoot their auto cannons at you, and you're just going to halve the damage anyway. I can't kill you. Oh, what? You charged one of my Helverins and killed that. Oh, no. So, Sam Young, I'll be setting up my models 10 inches apart.
I was going to say, you're not bitter much, are you, Ben? You're not
sitting here going... No. This is not salt. you need to come prepared for this shit. You need to, you actually need to sit down and read your opposition's, you know, indexes, if you got time. That's the beautiful thing about first round pairings. You can actually do a bit of research, like Leon did. What does this Black Templar's list do?
Runs at you.
Runs at you and kills you. So you have to kind of do the same thing, but kill him first.
And thankfully, as Eldar, we're pretty good at killing Marines still.
Yeah, look, Eldar have not had their day in the sun. Like, take Uprising, for instance. There was you, I think Pommy Ben from Down Under 40k had a Harlequin list.
Yeah, right after they got nerfed too, so he had mad props from me running a full army right after that. He was pretty devo.
But his were painted gorgeously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there'd been a massive gorgeous painting project for him. Yeah. So he was determined.
So yeah, look, there's gonna be power creep in absolutely anything we do, and I think every faction gets its day in the sun eventually. It's probably no different to take any sporting competition. One team's going to be kind of better than the other, aren't they? There's going to be that dominant team, and then there's going to be that weak team. We all can't sit at the top of the table. And if the game was inherently equally balanced, and it just came down to, you know, piloting and player skill, then I think that would remove a big element of the hobby for me, because part of the game is coming up with your own flavor, your own archetypes of your own list. It's trialing, it's reading, it's studying, it's how you get immersed in the hobby. Sure, you can just collect the models you like and play against your mates down the shop. You know, you're not playing for sheep stations or competitively, but it's spice, it's flavor, and it's giving Eldar their time in the sun.
Which we can only have more of, in my opinion.
Sure.
I can dream, right? I can dream. But yeah, so I guess my thing is, like, you know, the too long don't listen, but you don't have a choice because you're on a podcast listening, is that, you know, we've seen something, let's see what happens there, and we'll go from there.
There is zero secondhand Eldar for sale on Facebook Marketplace at the moment. Jack Kennard has not had an Eldar army for sale, whereas he probably would have had a garage full of them a couple of months ago. The Incarn is very hard to find. I think you have to buy it online now. So expect to see the Incarn on a table near you and plan your setup. This is coming from an average gamer who was beaten by an average gamer. Shout out, Leon. And yeah,
he had some above average coaching, of course, so I reckon
Leon's a chance to podium on Sunday, so
I'd love to see it, and then I'll put it in my credentials, have coached someone to podium.
Coach to podium. That could be the name of your coaching service, Coach to Podium.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure, though, because if you don't podium, then coach to almost podium.
Coach to podium from Wish.
Yeah. What do we call that? Tenth. Tenth place. It's got a one in it.
Everyone gets a prize. So, do we have a prize to draw? Our Juggernaut?
We do have our Juggernaut prize. Now, Ben, whilst I get up the list of names, do you want to talk about what the Juggernaut prize actually is?
Yeah, it's a $50 voucher from Dragon's Lair, St. Mary's. I haven't told Phil that he's providing it for us yet.
I love that.
But he also did say he's putting up a Lionel L. Johnson Primarch Mini once the Gathering Storm Facebook group gets to 250 members. I think we're at like 170 something, and
I've literally just opened it up to tell you that as of right now, with our two latest members, we're at 175. So we're 75 people off. So we're getting there, guys. We're definitely getting there.
There's thousands of people in the community, and we're only asking for 75 people to hit, you know, like, subscribe, 5 stars. We're not doing this for money, guys.
No, it's like the opposite. We're doing this to give things away, yeah?
We're doing this to give things away. So I don't want you to just add your auntie and uncle and brother and sister and, like, yeah.
Your like, cat's Facebook page.
Sure, why not? And a shout out to the guys that are active in our little chat room too.
Oh, which is quite absolute good. Superstars. Like, today it was actually going off, and I need to take some more photos and put it in the community chat, because we were showing off our hobby spaces. And, like, as I scroll through, Jono Webb's done a wicked thing.
Someone I've set up a photo of a brothel in there. And I'm like, not the hobby space we were thinking of, but anyway.
No, whatever hobby floats your boat. There's a couple of us, Braden, Ian, myself, who have garages or undercover areas that are converted into gaming and hobby. Like, there's, yeah, like, the guys have been going hard. We're talking about some painting in there. Hayden Waldock jumped in to show off his painting space. Michael Wick showing how to...
I saw Ducky was in there.
Yeah, Ducky was in there. Michael Wick showing how to
hold in the apartment. I don't even know him, but I've heard his name on so many podcasts, and he's called Ducky.
He's been pretty good at this game for a while, and his painting is somewhat okay. Actually, I'm very excited, because Duck's going to be painting my Night Lord's army that I build. So... once I get round to building it, after I put flowers on 150 more Eldar bases, and then we'll be laughing, won't we? Because we'll have this awesome Night Lord's army as well. Yeah, pew 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 with your Wraith Guard. But so we had 17 people, which is about 10% of the Facebook group. With quick math, 10% of the Facebook group contacted either myself or Ben with the password, which was Juggernaut. I've got all 17 names in a list. I've got random number generator. I'm going to click random number generator, and we're going to tell you exactly who
do you
is
have the names
winner.
Against the numbers. Like, we had that going in our sidebar. Like,
oh, so I've got it in such a way that I know there's 17, and I'm just going to count.
Okay,
count
so
where
if
it is.
if we roll a one, who gets it?
Oh, okay, so. Number one is Ben Ruffin, two is Dan Burns, three is Ryan.
Okay, now if we roll a crit, 17, who gets that one?
17 is Aaron Shaw.
Okay, and just at random, who's 10?
Who's 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, James South.
James South, Adelaide boy, yet to meet him. Had a lot of chats with him on the sidebar and helping him get the right terrain and battle mats and, yeah... bit of dad hammer stuff. So yeah, anyway guys, just so you know that this is totally random. And we're not just picking a friend or someone that's done enough for us. We want this to be totally fair, hence I just thought we'd say who's 1, who's 10, who's 17.
If you
didn't hear your name, you're somewhere in between those people.
Exactly. So I'm going to click the random number generator. We've ended up with number 15, and number 15 is one Kirk Dutton, which is a mate of mine up here in Brisbane. So Kirk, you are the lucky number 15. You are the winner of the $50 Dragon's Lair St. Mary's voucher, my man.
Should we ask for your shop to maybe do this one, because he's in Queensland, he gives us the money, doesn't he?
Yeah, he puts money into my account to help me cover the costs paying for the services.
Yeah, sure. All right, so Kirk Dutton from the Yellowstone Ranch. If you're into Yellowstone, with everyone should be. It's a great series. So Kirk Dutton, son of John Dutton. We'll organise that for you. I'm seeing Phil on Sunday, and Phil has a website that you can go and purchase things at. So hopefully your $50 gets you part the way to something you want, or at the very least some more. He doesn't have Yu-Gi-Oh cards, sorry. He says the players and the scene is toxic, so sorry Kirk. Oof. If you like Yu-Gi-Oh, he doesn't have the cards.
Nah, Kirk and I have known each other for a while. He's a diehard 40k fan, but I do feel like he will be happy to get some more, even just more basic supplies. So well done, Kirk. Thanks to everyone who shouted out and got in touch with us with the password. Look, I'm not gonna lie, we do have something else to give away soon.
An army.
Yeah, I had one of our members contact me, who, again, it's one of those crazy things. Never met him. He's down in Victoria. His name's Thomas Olu. He talks to me about stuff. I managed to source and provide him
some.
He's
in the chat.
Yeah, he is in the chat. He's quite prolific in the chat, actually. And I managed to source some products for him when he needs them and look after him that way.
Bags?
Bags and bags of stuff, mate. You know me.
Bags.
But
bags and bags of bags.
Yeah. But he reached out to me and said, mate, I don't want this army. I don't want to try and get rid of, like, try and sell it or anything like that. I'd love to donate it to the channel to give away. So that will be the very next giveaway that we have. We have a fantastic, like, mini Demons army, guys. Like, so if
I want
you'd
to win
like
it.
To be, yeah, well, if you'd like to be in the running for the Demons army, we are going to have to
give Mitch a wristy.
Oh, look, don't tempt me, Frodo. Don't go putting ideas like that in my head. But if you would like to be in the running for this small, I'm pretty sure it's Corn Demons too, this small Corn Demons army, you're going to need two. What are we going to do, Ben? I think they've got to message us something.
We've got to get this number to 250, because if we can get this number to 250, it means we can then give something else away. We can give the Lionel away. So if it could be something to get us to 250. Now, I did say if you were actively sharing and promoting the site, you would go in the running. And I've seen the people, I've read all the shares, and I've taken note of who those people are. But, yeah, or we could do a challenge. See, look, Korn does not care from where the blood flows, as long as it does. If you could write us a little vignette on if you were a Korn demon, how you would make the blood flow.
Look, I'm not against this either, and I'm going to put a different time frame on it over just when we manage to record another podcast. I'm going to draw this army just as a little bit of incentive for people, just a small bit of incentive, when we hit 200 people on the Gathering Storm. So that's only 25 people away. When we hit that 200 mark, people who have told us about how they, as a Korn demon, would make the blood flow, or how they would collect skulls. And look, I'd love to see some creative stuff that we can share on the podcast. But when we hit that number, guys, we'll be 50 away from Lionel Johnson, and we'll have to throw out this Korn demon army. How's that sound?
I say we'll read them out. We'll read them out, and then we'll have people vote.
Ooh, look at that. I'm not against it. We'll put a poll
and
up.
I'll even do my movie voice. You know, the movie narrator guy at the start of films. I'll read them with that voice. So he took his head. He cut it off. One man, one desire. To make the blood flow.
I don't know if that's going to increase our listenership or decrease our listenership, but I'm here for it.
If I do it with Cookie Monster voice?
Oh, no, he loved blood. He make blood flow. Cookie love.
Nom, 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 nom.
Cookie love blood. Cookie love skull. Nom, nom.
So Ben and I have been chatting about the joys of early childhood and the love that my son has for Sesame Street. His sixth word was Elmo. So
Elmo,
we've had
your blood for the blood god.
There are my nightmares for tonight. So there you go, guys. There's the challenge. It's been thrown out. The gauntlet. We're fired up, wired up, ready to
200,
go.
200 members.
But yeah, upcoming things. A couple of upcoming things. Ben, you've got an RTT this Sunday, is it?
We've got an Acolyte A, an Acolyte B, and a Neophyte. So lots of new faces, lots of new players in the Neophyte stream. I'm actively trying to recruit Neophyte players in Adelaide. I think it's a fantastic initiative. I can't speak highly enough of it.
I know my friend Ollie Jones, when he gets closer, when he's not in Mount Gambier, when he gets closer, he's super keen to catch up with you and get some games. And I know he would be frothing to get involved in that Neophyte and eventually Acolyte scene. So, Ollie, as soon as you can, get your butt over there, mate.
Is he in Mount Gambier?
Yeah.
Why didn't he come to Terracon? That's 45 minutes away.
Two reasons. One, he is a police officer.
Hot fuzz.
Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah, 100%. Pretty sure he's working. And two, he is a consummate painter who has some incredible models, and his army isn't quite finished yet. Neither are my Corsairs, which I will not remind him about on a live podcast, that he now has the bases and hopefully the Corsairs will be finished soon. I wouldn't call them out like that on a live podcast where I am very excited to see them. Same as I wouldn't call out certain podcast co-hosts who I'm sure is very, very, very excited. I don't know if he has received the box with his Eldar that I organized him and some Atlan Jackals. I don't know. Co-host, have you received a box with some Eldar in it and some Jackals? Have you received any of them?
I saw something for sale on Facebook Marketplace today. It was a fleshlight that looked like the Titan submarine.
That is not at all on topic. Good job there, Ben. So that's a yes, you received that box with the Atlan Jackals in it?
And it said that it was used and it was already full of dead semen.
Oh no. Is that like a caution warning? Please wash out?
Yeah, but it was a fleshlight that looked like the Titan submarine.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is another classic Ben deflection from when I bring up anything to do with Gene Stealer cults that he currently is navigating. But, Ben, did you get any Eldar from me recently?
No, mate, the check is still in the mail. I did get some Eldar that didn't have Games Workshop logos on them. A little bit different.
Yeah, that Eldar.
Yeah,
it, that Eldar.
The plastic that avatar is different.
Yeah, it's some funny plastic. Must have been a bad batch. That's my guess. But...
Yeah, it's a different plastic. But anyway.
That's why Ollie didn't go to Terracon, because he's still painting up. I think he's gone with his Ultramarines, and they look sick. So if anyone wants to see some sick painted Ultramarines, Spectre Studios on Facebook, some beautiful stuff. He's the same guy who painted my fantastic OSL Farseer, who now has, as you can see, Ben, some beautiful flowers on his base.
Spectre Studios. I'm just going to have a look at this right now.
Do it. He's got some incredible stuff.
Well, if he's down the mount... Oh, yeah, here we go. There you go. Well, if you're listening to this, Ollie, yes, I would love to get a game in against you. Oh, look at all those 3D printers you own.
Yeah, he's just gone down that route as well, so...
He's gone down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, we all go down that rabbit hole, and then... So that's what you've got this weekend?
Yep, so I've got the RTT, doing a lot of podcasting, sort of enjoying Best in Tabletop at the moment with Colin Sherman. I've just really found his... just a bit of balance in their podcast when they're talking about the meta, etc. Now, Colin Sherman is a fanatical Eldar player, and he's really enjoying life at the moment. He's had some health issues and some family issues over there in America, but he's actually out gaming again. So, yeah.
Big ups, Colin. Big ups, mate.
Yeah, big ups, Colin. I'm sure you don't listen to this, but if you do, big ups. The Northside Alliance guys. Sorry, the normal blokes. Had some great content too.
Speaking of podcasts and great content, Ben and I were lucky enough to be guests on the wonderful Sam Lemon's Wide World of Warhammer recently, and the Down Under 40K guys have been quite beautiful towards us. So if you want to hear our lovely voices along with the energetic and beautifully spoken Sam Lemon, you can jump over to the 40K. Down
he knows,
40K
how, to,
Facebook
he knows
page.
How to coordinate a podcast when I go off topic, which, talking about fleshlights. And...
Look, I know it's a risk every time I bring up a certain army, the four arms shall not be named, and we'll go from there. But yeah, guys, so feel free to go jump that out. He talks to us a bit about our journey again, which is nothing new to the vast majority of our listeners, but it's another opportunity to hear us speak. And yeah, podcast-wise, like I said, I listened to 40K Fireside. I had to do a massive clean the other day, and I chucked on Ospec's Tactics just to tell me what a change update.
I can't listen to his voice. Ospec's Tactics. Just something. It's a nick. Great content. Yeah. Great content. It's a nick.
He's so quick at getting it out.
He is.
So.
Ospec's Tactics. I'm like, oh!
Poor Ben.
Slow down. slow down. No. Look, great. Steve Joel's over in the UK, so I saw
has
he caught up.
Did he comment on one of our things recently?
Yeah. No, I said our fellow Antipodean podcaster from the one of the eastern islands of Australia, from that small eastern Australian town called Wellington. I called him out because he's done the solo journey with his Space Wolves over to England.
Yeah, good on him.
He was with Lawrence and Chef at Tabletop Tactics.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess on my side, Ben, aside from podcast.
Oh yeah, sorry. Hey, what's happening with you, Minches? Oh, mate, apart from offering wristies as prizes.
Mate, the softest hands you've ever saw. Not really. I have chef hands, so they're quite disgusting and calloused, and you will not have a good time. But I'm super excited. The venerable and absolutely fantastic Josh McGowan is running yet another team's tournament 1 month after his first one. 1 month, and he goes, nah, let's do it again. So I think it's August 5th and 6th next month at Fitzy's Logan Home. There is another team's tournament. I was fortunate enough, I had a few people reach out to me and say, hey, do you want to be part of a team? Great, because people want to be part of the team. Difficult, because I had some really good people say, hey, do you want to be part of the team? And that can always be a hard decision. But I've ended up on a team with some fantastic blokes. I've got on my team Zach DeGlass, or Snack DeGlass as I call him, after he came to a games night at my old house and brought a heap of snacks. He's an absolute legend. I went to VTC with him last year. Ollie Johnson, who is on an absolute tear at the moment, was actually part of the winning team at the last team's event.
A lot of Ollies around. Ollie Jones, Ollie Johnson's.
Yeah,
so Oliver much
Twist.
Ollie. Anyway.
Yeah, so... story. Yeah, so he's on the team. Jacob Warren, who's one of the low roller guys, had the pleasure of playing him once at pre-Adelaide Uprising against his Orcs. It was one of those wonderful games where it was table quarters deployment, and he went first, and I did nothing, and I was like, cool. Two turns in, we're like, yep, so I lose and score about 20 points, so it'd be good to be on his team so I can't face him. And then the complete opposite, I've got Harry Harris, who I played at the last team's tournament I went to. We played his Orcs into my Knights, and poor Gaz had a bit of a rough time hitting on fours and winning on fours against Imperial Knights with a 4-up invulnerable save. Apparently it's a bit mean for him, so...
What was not an orgasm?
No, it was a mad un-orc thracker time. So,
I see what I did there. Orc Gaz. Orc Gaz.
No, I missed it. It must have been
Orc Gasm.
I reckon it was that red wine that you were drinking in between me talking and you talking that made me just absolutely miss it. Bloody Adelaide people and their bloody wine. So yeah, that's our kind of team. I mean, the joy of me playing in events up here is that no one's ever going to be surprised by what I bring, because aside from the last tournament where I took Knights, everyone knows I'm going to bring Eldar. It's kind of my jam. We're in a good spot at the moment. List building is being quite difficult as I battle with my head and my heart, because my head says take a list, it's good for the team, and my heart says you have 40 Wraithguard that are about to get bases and you have not used 40 Wraithguard, and maybe, just maybe, you should use 40 Wraithguard at the same time.
I have
time.
A brick of 10 in my proposed list.
I want 40. None of this... there's a rookie... I want 40.
Debs, rookie number. You've got to get your numbers up, fool.
Pump those numbers up. Or I wrote other stupid lists which had like... I think I wrote a list which had 2 Scorpions and a Cobra. And I was like, cool, I'm just going to run Super Heavies and nothing else. And I was like, at least the tanks will kill stuff. Yeah, look, the Cobra so far, I'm happy to be proven wrong or hear alternatives, but the Cobra so far has the best weapon name. Its main weapon is called De-Impaler.
De-Impaler.
Yeah, and boy, does it impale, yeah? It has done some
fire?
Work.
Are you going to take prisms? Linked fire.
I may or may not have a list with fire prisms in it. I may or may not have a list with... I'm not going to lie, I've written 12 lists and sent them through
Avatar,
to group chat.
Avatar and Incarn, I've seen the Avatar and Incarn on the table together. Yeah. Not next to each other, but, you know, and with the Wraith Knight too, so that's janky, jank.
Yeah, and it's like, oh look, two of us are half damage. Go eat this, but unfortunately for me, in some ways, I will not have enough time to really play test much. So I'm gonna live vicariously through my team, help them, get them to help me make the best decision, and then probably do something dumb anyway just for fun and hopefully not let my team down too much. That's the main aim as I rock up and go, guys, I bought a Revenant Titan. That's good, right? So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But that's what's on the horizon for me, which I'm very excited about. And then, obviously, September 1, 2, 3, we've got the Northside Alliance Major, Super Major, TNAO. Yeah, Northside Alliance Open. Yeah, Tits and Arts and Orgasms. Sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. Super excited for that. Have no idea. No idea what I'm... Maybe that's what I'll save my stupid list for. Maybe that's what I'll rock up with 40 Wraith Guard with and go, cool, let's do a damage check. Can you kill 40 Wraith Guard before they get anywhere near you?
I just got to get within 18.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's what's on the horizon for me. And then, mate, some more consistent podcasts from us. We started off strong. We've had a little bit of life get in the way. As of yet, I don't have anything planned for next Friday night. Do you, Benny boy?
No, we can go again next Friday.
I'm in.
But people need to help us give away this corn army. So I want you to get your quill and ink out. And should we make it a 4-line limerick? Or are people just going to put it into ChatGP? Or should we? That's just part of the fun, isn't it? You can use ChatGP.
Yeah, ChatGPT to help it out. Actually, maybe that's what we do. We go put into ChatGPT and get the best response you can and see who had the best luck with AI.
Who had the best luck with AI, but there'll be prizes. The prize will also go to creativity. So whatever, I don't know. I've never actually used ChatGP. I assume you've got to feed it some keywords and something. Anyway, something like that. Anyway, so feed it what you think. I'll read them out, or we'll read them out, and yeah.
We'll go from there, because guys, we're keen to give it away.
Yeah, sure. And maybe we'll have the listenership vote on the best entries. So just to recap, we want to hear if you were a Khorne 8 person being, how would you honor Khorne by making the blood flow and not caring from whence it came? You can be as politically correct or incorrect as possible. We'll make this not NSFW. We'll make it not safe for work. And yeah, let's do it. Let's have a laugh.
Yeah, I'm keen, guys. But we've reached the end of this episode, unfortunately. And look, keep doing what you're going. Keep getting in touch with us, guys. Let us know what you want to hear about next week. I'm keen for some inspiration from our masses about what we should talk about next week.
Yeah, we did get some feedback that people want to learn how to get better on the table, and we need to talk about that. And
yeah, right.
I did put a poll in the chat, and I'll pay attention to my games on Sunday, and I'll talk about what I did well and what I didn't do well. How's that?
Sounds good. And I've got some pretty solid cornerstones of how I try and achieve success in the hobby, and I'll share them as well. So that's a start, but give us something else to talk about, guys. And on top of that, make sure you have an absolutely fantastic weekend. Touch wood, there's been no audio errors. <Let's> see what happens there. Yeah, we laugh, but I'm terrified now.
Yeah. All right, guys, arrivederci,
have a fantastic night.
Kalinichta.